shiur this week and part of next week. We'll try to use it as productively as we can. In Yoni Pesach, maybe we still have to finish that Kiddushin packet, so maybe tomorrow we'll finish it off. We have this packet on Tainus Bekorim. We have a 42-page packet on Kitnias. Okay, this is very important to know what the issue of Kitnias is all about. We have a Chumash Parshas Tzav / Shabbos HaGadol packet almost finished. And Rez Hashem will have more packets as well on if there are any halacha l'maisa topics that interest you on Pesach, that are mamish nogei l'maisa, or even if it's not, but I know people like when it's nogei l'maisa, so let me know, and we'll Rez Hashem, so we'll try our best to have as many as we can, and some Haggadah Shal Pesach we'll try. As best as we can. Today I'd like to speak about Tainis Bechorim and what that's all about. Because Tainis Bechorim is the Tainis that seemingly like gets second fiddle, like no one seems to do it. Even the Bechorim don't seem to do it, and people seem to try to get out of it, and you should see what the source of the tainus is, and are there legitimate heterim to get out of tainus b'chorim. So, the Gemara in Pesachim, in Kufches Amralach, on page 1, says, Rav Sheshis have Yosef b'tanisa kol mali yom edepischa. Rav Sheshis used to fast all of Erev Pesach. Okay. Now, why did he fast all of Erev Pesach? Was he a Bechor? Was Rav Sheshis a Bechor? So, what is this sugya talking about? What's the context of this sugya? The context of this sugya is not eating on Erev Pesach so you'll have an appetite for the Seder. So we know that we don't eat a regular meal, Samach L'mincha, right, in the afternoon on Erev Pesach. So we should have a Tayovim, right? So Rav Sheshis went a step further, he just fasted the whole day. But there's no indication here that he was a Bechor. The indication seemingly that he was doing it for Teyavim purposes. That's this Gemara. Okay, let's see more. Let's see Masechet Sofim. All the good things are Masechet Sofim. All the good things are tucked away in Masechet Sofim. Perek Chaf Aleph Halacha Gimel. Lefichach Ein Omim Tachnunim Kol Yemei Nisan. We don't say Tachnunim, right? We don't say Tachnun. We don't say Tidkos Chatzedek, Avarachamim, Kalmole, all these things. You know, even the people who, some people are diehard Tachanun. You can't get them to miss a Tachanun for anything. But even they will agree that a Nisan, that's across the board, everyone doesn't say Tachanun.
Ve'im Masanin Ad She'yavor Nisan.
And you're not supposed to fast during Nisan either.
Ela ha-Bechoros She'Masanin Be'erev Pesach.
Except for the Bechoros that fast on Erev Pesach.
V'hatznuin b'shvil ha-matzah kidei shi'kansu bo b'taiva.
The tznuim, I mean the people who are really interested in making sure they do the mitzvah kihidura.
So
they also fast, and that probably is Rav Sheshes, right? He was from those tznuim.
And then it says, "V'hatalmidim mis'anim bo sheni v'chamishi b'pnei chil Hashem." And the Talmidim would fast, that's the fast of Bahab.
And we normally assume because maybe there was some averus that was done during the Yontif.
Umibnei kavod ha'heichal shenisraf. Then he calls it kavod ha'torah shenisraf. So we'll have to see what these things are. But what we see over here
is the concept of Tainis Bechoros. And that seems to be the earliest source. Is in Maseches Sofrim. Now, is it a chiyuv for the Bechorim to fast? I mean, no fast today except for Yom Kippur, and it really is a chiyuv because there's no gezeiras hashmad, right? So we say all the fasts are rotzu masan and rotzu ein masan, but Kali Yisrael's makaba. Now, is Tainis Bechorim at least on the same level of those fasts of Asar B'Teves and what would you say based on this Maseches Sofrim, Ellie? Right, so sometimes we fast because they fasted, or they were saved. The Bechorim was saved. And I think the Chasam Sofer says that Mestamma, they fasted that day. Because when they heard that there's going to be a Machas Bechorus, so Mestamma, they fasted that they shouldn't be hurt. I believe that's quoted from the Chasam Sofer. I couldn't find it inside, else I would have put it in the packet. But I think they say the Chasam Sofer held that Mestamma, they fasted also. But even if they didn't fast, sometimes we have this, like as you said, Ellie, that sometimes you have a concept of a tainus shel simcha. As we have tainus shel avelus, the base of Mikdash was destroyed, Yerushalayim was breached in, this, all these things, right? We have all these type of things. But then we have a concept that we fasted, and as a result of the fast, we won, like by tainus Esther. So we still fast to remember their fasting. In other words, fasting doesn't always have to reflect a losing situation, a destruction, but it can be fasting to show us that the fasting helped us win triumphant over the enemy. Right, so I guess that maybe that's why the Chasam Sofer thought that most probably it's a zecher to them fasting. Just like, so on Purim, we have a Suda Soda on Purim, but we also have the Tainis beforehand as a zecher to that they fasted. Sumu Alai, right? So that's probably what led the Chasam Sofer to say that Mestamma the Bechorim fasted then as well. So therefore, it says in that Bechorim Mesanim. But I still bring my question back. Is it a chiyuv for the Bechorim to fast? Or not?
addressing the deceptive, discussing and hugging.
Yeah. It's a minug, okay. It's a minug. It's a minug. And say a little even further, as I saw in one of the svarim, that could be the pshat is, what's the chiddush of the Masechah Sofer? To teach us the minug? It was a minhag. They didn't need the Masechah Sofer to teach us. To teach us what? So say, Zog. Why is it a chiddush? Right, exactly. In other words, it's a special hepta. It's a special hepta. It's name is not that. It's not a chiv. It's probably a minhag. And it's a minhag which required a hepta. Because normally you're not allowed to have a minhag to violate a din. So if there's a real thing that we're not supposed to fast in Chodesh Nisan, excuse me. So the Masechah Sofrim records a minug as sort of to legitimize the minug, because the minug is going against this other concept of not fasting all of Chodesh Nisan. But it's recorded here. This is the earliest. So far, we haven't seen any source that recorded this idea of fasting. Now the next source, the next mocker for Tainis Bukharis is Yerushalmi and Arvei Pesachim. Says Yerushalmi, Amar Rav Levi, Ochel Matzah be'erev ha-Pesach kebo al arusoso be'beis chamav. Kebo al arusoso be'beis chamav loke. Right? If you eat matzah on erev Pesach, it's as if you had relations with your wife, who's not your wife, she's only your arusa. So we know that in the time of the Gemara, in the Mishnah, they didn't do everything. Today we do everything at once. We give over the ring for Kedushin, and we have the Nesua in all that same time. Right? But in the time of the Mishnah, they gave over the ring in front of Adam, and then for a year, they weren't together. They didn't have the Nesua, and they didn't live together. And they only, and she went back to her father's home. They got ready for the wedding for a year. And then they did a chuppah and he's ba'alaha. Right? That's what it was. So there's a halacha that you're not allowed to. So today it's not shy to speak that you're also to Yarusa. Because the second she's your Arusa, she becomes your Nesua right away. So it's not shy to speak. But then it was a whole year. So if some stomach, if a person was as ready as Arusa, he would have a taiva to be ba'aleha, so that would be an issur. That's what we say in the bracha, asur lanu es ha'arusos, that Arusa is asur. Pashut, it's only a din d'rabbanan, that the Arusa is asur. So until the nesuin, the Arusa is asur. So he says, a person who eats matzah on Erev Pesach, he's jumping the gun. He's supposed to wait. Just like the guy who was jumping the gun to what? To be Boal al-Rusoso, the Beis Chamav, meaning when she's still by her father, which is his future father-in-law, she's still in that house, and he preempts the Nisuin, so that's what it's comparable to. Both cases comparable to somebody who was, so to speak, jumping the gun. Right? But there's a Yiddish phrase. What's the Yiddish phrase? Chapnish the fleish part of the fish, right? So if you took Yiddish here, right? There's a Yiddish phrase about jumping the gun. Don't take the meat before the fish. Chapnish the fleish part of the fish. You know, because first you get the fish and then you get the meat, right? So if you jump the gun, they say chapnish the flesh, fire the fish. So same thing over here. So they could have said that phrase. but I guess they didn't know that phrase. So they said this phrase. Now, there's a famous Vilna Gaon that everyone has to know, and years ago we found that the Shibolei Aleket said the same thing. And what was the Vilna Gaon's word? The Vilna Gaon's word was that when a woman becomes a Nesua, they say the Sheva Brachas, right? Seven brachas, Sapor Piragofen, Shakol Di Barav Lichvodo, Yotzer Ha'odam, right, all these seven brachas. So there are seven brachas at the Seder before the bracha on matzah. So if you're going to eat it on Erev Pesach, that means you're going to eat the matzah before the Sheva brachas, before the Nisuin. Should we figure them out? What are they? Kiddush, Shechianu. What? Kiddush has two brachas, right? Or Pergofen, Chav Yisrael Vazmanim, Shechianu, Adama, Gal Yisrael, Bar Pergofen, and I guess Hamotzi. Okay, one of the. Okay, I have to see how the Gra counted it, but that's the idea. And the Shibolei Aleket already said it before the Gra. Maybe the Gra saw it in the Shibolei Aleket, whatever. It's known in the Welt from the Gra that this Yerushalmi is, so the real din of. Some people have this idea they don't have matzah for a month before. That's really not a whole. The real halacha. The real halacha is not to have it on Erev Pesach. Yeah, but these are all minhagim that people have that doesn't really have basis too much for these minhagim. The real din is Erev Pesach. Then there's a discussion, Erev Pesach, is it only from Katzos? Or is it from only from Katzos or from the morning? When does the Isser matzah start? And this becomes very relevant, of course, when Erev Pesach Aliyos B'Shabbos, which is not the case this year. So we don't have to dwell on that. On the plane?
Yeah.
When you go to North Carolina? Where do you go?
Florida.
Florida, right. Those give them because they don't want to carry a chametz.
Right.
Right, so that's a serious. Right, that's a serious issue. Right, that's a real din. That not to have mats on Erev Pesach. Okay, so Amar of Lebe, Ochel Matzah Erev Pesach Gebal Arusosu Beveis Chamov, Babal Beveis Chamov Loke. Pashus just means Loke Machis Mardus Midrabon. Tani Rav Yehuda Ben Beseira Omer. Bein chametz, bein matzah osur. Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira says, not only can't you have matzah on Erev Pesach, you can't even have chametz. Let's see first the Korban Eidah. Kabbalah Rusos Beis Chamav, Shekarov Yom Moed and Nesuin. In other words, the comparison is, even without the Gra and the Shibolei Aleket's fancy thing, it's that the day of marriage is coming, and he couldn't wait. Lo kavash yitzro lahamtin, and he didn't wait. Kachzel lo kavash yitzro lahamtin b'chilas matzah erev. Bechametz b'matzah osur lechol b'erev Pesach kol hayom. The whole day. Chametz mishum d'chsiv lo sishchad al chametz dam zivchi. Lo sishchad haPesach v'adayin chametz kayim. U'machshir hayom b'mesev Pesach shachlu b'shachris. And Beseir's Shita is that you can even bring the Korban Pesach in the morning. So whenever you can bring the Korban Pesach, you're not allowed to eat chametz. So therefore, Rabbi Yehuda and Beseir's Shita is, some opinions say you can only bring the Korban Pesach in the afternoon. But Rabbi Yehuda and Beseir says you can even bring it in the morning. So if you can even bring it in the morning, then you can't shech the Korban, and you can shech the Korban Pesach in the morning, then you can't eat chametz already in the morning. So Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira says that the whole day you can't have chametz or matzah is asur. Rabbi Simon b'shem Rabbi Shuben Levi
says, Rebbe lo haya ochel lo chametz v'lo matzah. Lo matzah min hadah. He wouldn't eat matzah because it's kabal arusoso. Hadah de Rabbi Levi. V'lo chametz min hadah de Rabbi Yehuda ben Maseira. And he wouldn't eat chametz because of Rabbi Yehuda ben Maseira. So the Gemara asks a question. The Rebbe Talmidei de Rabbi Yehuda ben Maseira havi? In other words, was Rabbi Yehuda ben Maseira's Talmud? Meaning it's a rhetorical question. Of course he wasn't his Talmud. So why was he following his Shita? L'chora Rabbi Yehuda ben Maseira's Shita was a peculiar Shita. So why was Rabbi following it if he wasn't his Talmud? Lo Talmidei de Rabbi Yaakov ben Kochi hava. He was the Talmud of Rabbi Yaakov ben Kochi. That was his Rebbe. So why was he not eating chametz or matzah? So he's basically fasting. So why? So you want to say because matzah he wouldn't eat because Balak Arusoso. Chametz he wouldn't eat because of Yehuda ben Maseira. But the Gemara says he wasn't a Talmud of Rabbi Yehuda ben Maseira. So the Gemara says, Ella begin to have a bechor. No, you got it all wrong. The reason why Rebbe didn't eat on Erev Pesach, he didn't eat chametz, he didn't matzah, he didn't eat anything. Because he was a bechor. And in other words, it's not pshat that he didn't eat chametz, he didn't eat matzah. He didn't eat chametz, he didn't eat matzah, he didn't eat string beans, he didn't eat eggs, he didn't eat anything. Because he was a bechor. Amar Ravana bar Rav Yona Abba Hava Bechor. So the Gemara says, "Amar Rav Mana, Rav Yona, Abba have a bechor, Abba ochel." Whereas he says that there were other people who are bechors that ate. So how could you tell me that there's some Indian that the Bukharim don't eat? Rav Mana, Rav Yona was a Bukhar and he ate. So Amar Rav Tamchuma, lo min hadar, min hadar Rebbe istin sabo. In other words, it's not because, in other words, till now we gave two pshatim. Either he didn't eat because matzi couldn't eat because of Bola Rusoso, chametz he couldn't eat because of Rabbi Yehuda ben Maseira. Then the Gemara says, no, that's not the pshat. Then the Gemara says, the pshat is he's b'chor. Then the Gemara rejects that. That's not the pshat, because Rav Yona used to eat, and he was a b'chor and he ate. So the Gemara says, Rebbe is the nisava. Can achel be imam, alo avich maramsha. If he would eat in the daytime, he wouldn't be able to eat at night. V'lam alo hava achel, achel be imam, kidei shikhanis l'shabes betavo. In other words, so he couldn't eat if he would eat in the daytime. So therefore he wanted to eat matzah for the mitzvah at night. So that's why he didn't eat. So the maskana of the Yerushalmi is to reject the notion of tainis b'chorim. That, in other words, that was the second possibility of why Rebbe fasted. First, we said Rebbe fasted because he couldn't eat matzah and he couldn't eat chametz. He couldn't eat matzah because bolar sauce, so he couldn't eat chametz because of Korban Pesach. Then we said no, he doesn't follow that shita. Then we gave a second opinion that the reason why he did it was for a different reason. That he was a bechor. Then we rejected that because there was someone else who was also bechor who didn't fast. So you see, it wasn't a minute. So we rejected that too. And the final answer was that he was an istinus. So some want to say that the Pashtus in Yerushalmi is against the Masachah Sofrim. Because the Masachah Sofrim quotes that minig, Yerushalmi seems to reject that there's such a minig. And the way they rejected it is by finding some other person who was a Bechor who used to eat. So it must be either there was a minig that everyone knew about or there was no minig that everyone knew about.
And the Rav Yoh points this out. The Rav Yoh, page 4 and then page 5. He quotes the whole Masechet Sofrim. And then he says in the second line, Aval B'Yerushalmi, and then he quotes the whole Yerushalmi. And then three lines from the bottom, the first word on the line is Lo. U'mashma de polig a Masechta Sofrim. It's mashma that the Yerushalmi argues, because the Yerushalmi rejected the concept of Bechor.
Vanogim lasanos afilu buchra deime kimo masa machas hamitzvim.
Whereas the minig is not only bechor v'na'av, by pidyon haben, we say it's peterechem, right? By pishnayim, we say it's reishis onos, the father. What do we say by over here? So he says it's not only b'chor min ha'av, it's even b'chor min ha'ein.
K'mo ma'asa makos ha'b'chor is the Mitzrayim. Mi'u gorol ha'bayis lo.
D'kuli alma ha'ein lo machmerinu. What's gorol ha'bayis?
Decisions.
What? The head of the household. Even so, what makes someone the head of the household?
What they follow is in terms of the family and stuff like that. Because, you know, by the
Avelos. So we do have a concept of Rothberg's point. You got Gol HaBayis by Avelos, yeah. Well, that's something else. That's something else. But what is he saying over here?
You mean that the oldest in the house?
Oh, so Gorla Bais can also mean Rabbi Rothberg is saying the oldest in the house. Even if it's not a Bechor. What do you say?
It's like a different reason. It's because of the Bechor that we do it in our
flesh. Right.
Not because you should enter with an appetite. Or the other reason.
Well, that's the Machlokas here. Why do you... Well, in other words, the Masechet Sofrim quotes the Minhag, and the Yerushalmi rejected that Minhag. It says there's no such Minhag.
And the Yerushalmi was someone who
Well, the Rishonim said that Rebbe fasted. I want to know why did Rebbe fast. And it gave one possibility that he can't eat matzah because he can't eat matzah. The Chavis he couldn't eat because he had like a view of the Mesera. But he rejected that. Then they said he fasted maybe because he's a Bechor. They rejected that. Then they said the final reason that they said he fasted is because he needed to fast to have an appetite for the evening.
So the reason that the Bechor
was rejected. Right, in other words, a minhag of Bechorim to fast. And that's why Rebbe, that was the second possibility of why Rebbe fasted. And that was rejected.
Because the Bechorim were killed in Mitzrayim?
Right. And they were saved from the Jewish people. So, the Gol HaBayis probably here means what? The oldest person in the house. Like, right, that's, in other words, apparently in Mitzrayim, not only the Bechorim were killed of the Mitzrim, but even the Gorol HaBayis. So there could be a grandfather that's 95 years old, but he himself was not a Bechor, but he still could be the Gorol HaBayis. Right? So he was killed. If he was an Egyptian in that situation, he would have been killed. So then we should say that the Gadol HaBayis of the who's the ever the oldest person in the household should also fast. So that the Rav Yos says, that far we don't go. Because we require fast for the Gadol Av, for the Korban Av, require the Korban Aim, but not the Gadol HaBayis. That's the Rav Yos. So here we have a machlokes between the Yerushalmi and Maseches Sofrim regarding is there a minhag or not. And we said that, as one of the Sfarim pointed out, that even the Maseches Sofrim doesn't necessarily say that it's a chiyuv, it's a heter to follow this minhag. And this is quoted in the Mariel as well. On page 6. HaBechorim regilim lesanos ber Pesach mishum hanes shenitzolu b'mitzrayim. Because of Rav Yah usmak Afilu b'chor le'aim. That we saw that. Chasu b'aguda, afilu b'choras isha. So that what? Even a woman. This is something new. Right? A firstborn woman. V'raimi medrash, the bas paro. Because Bas Paro was supposed to be killed, right? Right. I once gave a whole shiur on this in Mount Kisco, if you remember. Friday night. Sodin us on one of the Pesukim in Eishes Chayil. Yeah. So it says that she was supposed to get killed, but since she had this chus of saving Moshe Rabbeinu, right? Kappa Parsaloni, maybe? We'll see real ways of. In other words, you see that she was supposed to get killed. She was a Bechora. But since she saved Moshe Rabbeinu's life, she was saved. So you see, but normally, even the women. So if a girl is the firstborn in the house, according to this Aguda, she should fast as well.
She could fast.
Well, to the same degree that in other words, she's the same as a man. Regilim, okay, but part of that same minhag.
Right,
okay, but midin minhag. Midin minhag. Whatever the thing is for man, it applies according to the Sefer Aguda. It applies to women too. Gam heim hayu boso nes. They also were supposed to get killed and they were saved. Why did the other poskim bring it down? The other poskim only say b'chor mena'av, b'chor mena'im. They don't bring a female. Because maybe they say, just like we're mekel by Gadol HaBayis, that's the 95-year-old grandfather, who's not a b'chor. He was the third sibling to be born, but he's the oldest in the house now. So he's the Gadol HaBayis. So the din is that the Gadol HaBayis of the Mitzrim were killed. So they should. But you see that we don't, by Gadol HaBayis, it's seemingly that everyone holds that far we're not machmer. So the question is, so maybe the same thing we should say with the women, that far we're not machmer. It's a little strange, because if it's based on, I mean, the whole thing is only a minhag anyway, so what, hecha shenogu, nogu, hecha shelo nogu, lo nogu. But it's a little strange, because if we're going to follow what exactly whoever was saved, then Gadol HaBayis should fast also, and the women should fast also. Firstborn women should also fast. But so they are good across that middle. They're in a kanami. And but the other poskim don't. The other poskim say only b'chor min ha'av and b'chor min ha'im. And then he says, Shachal Erev Pesach Shabbos, and then you fast on Thursday. Good. Let's look in the next part of the Mariel. Marash Omar Ha Tainis de Bechorim Mehida Minen Rebbe Haya Minen Shalom Vesanis Erev Pesach. Ika da Amri Bechor Haya. That was one opinion. The Ika da Amri Isinis Haya. V'lhachi da Amri Nogim Chassidim Mishon Vesanis Erev Pesach. If they're going to be an istanis, then they should already fast. Marash said the Gadol HaBayis were not machmir. Then he says like this: the nogim ha'av or ha'im lesanos b'shvil ben katan habachor. So this is another minhag that if you're not a bechor, but you have a son that's a bechor, right? So then, like, I'm not a bechor, I have a son that's a bechor. So then the Mariel quotes this minhag that the father or the mother should fast on his behalf. There's a Mariel. However, what if the father is a Bechor ba'atzmo, so he's going to fast anyway? If he ma'av gam hu atzmo Bechor, mi'achar dehu misanel atzmo, ein etzricho v'sano sa'ein bad cotton, the tani sa'av ola gam l'bno cotton. So the Mariel says, but if you're a Bechor anyway, so there are two possibilities. One possibility is then to say for sure the wife should fast, right? Well, the other possibility is to say, if the husband's fasting anyway for himself, so that could count for his wife. So the Mariel says that the husband takes on both. So his fast counts for both, if he's a Bechor anyway. But we'll see if everyone agrees with that. But that's the source of this idea of fasting for this Mariel, of fasting for a child, a Bechor min ha'av or a Bechor min ha'im.
Yeah.
If that father who's fasting for the son, also, if he goes to see him, is he other from the neighbor? Yeah. Right. In other words, the see him, we'll see. If the see him helps, we'll have to see if the see him helps. But if the see him helps, so then he can go to the see him and he can eat. Helps himself or helps his son?
It's something
to
eat anyway.
Right. But he's. His chiyuv, as per his son, will be absolved from karma. So let's see, Ben Goldstein.
So, why are we assuming that the Ben Hunter has any type of chiyuv?
Because he was saved. So, in the tribe, if they had a bechor of a mitzvah who was a cotton, that bechor would have gotten killed. Right? So that means that any Bechor of Yisrael of that same age was saved. Right? He wasn't the Klal Mitzvah. So therefore, so the minhag is that, okay, we don't go as far as to say that every the Gadol HaBayis, and we don't say the woman, right? But we do say Bechor Min Ha'av, and we do say Bechor Min Ha'im. So he was Nechlal, so he has to fast for.
So this idea is very unique to this halacha. Or else you never see that father
do
something. I mean, this is a
Kiddush. This is a Kiddush. Well, you have like Kaparis, you have this idea.
Like,
yeah. Kaparis or not Kaparis? Kaparis or not Kaparis?
Kaparis.
Right, it's a unique type of halacha. Because normally, when does a father fast on the right? Yeah, it's a chiddush. But the Mariel said it. You have to get a Mariel. Every Jewish home should have a Mariel. So what does it mean to have a Mariel? Sefer Hem and Hug. It's also good to have the Shut, but that's not as important as having the Sefer Hem and Hug. You understand? A Jewish home without a Mariel is like, I don't know what it's like. But you should have a Mariel. Because Mariel is quoted on like every page. If you learn Halacha, the Ian, Mariel is always quoted. And it's good to see the Mariel is inside. So they have the nice new one now, the blue one, you know, the big fat blue one. So it's kedai to have it. Next time you're in a Sfarim store, you say you want the Midhagim of the Mariel. Okay? That's what you want to have to say. I want the Midhagim of the Mariel. So now the tour. Let's see what the tour says. Number 7. Yasina Mesech Sofim Abchoras Mesanim Ver Pesach Atam Zeichel Anes Sheni Tovu Mimachas Bechoras. Because of Avi HaEzri, that's the Rav Yoh, Shagam b'chor la'ein yesh lo l'sanos k'mo sh'haysa ha'maka gam b'hem m'yugol al-bayis ein tzarech l'sanos hafa pi sh'haysa b'hem ha'maka lo m'charin k'lo le'hai. So far we've seen all this, right? This is just a summation of everything we've seen. Ha'istanis m'sana k'day sh'yocho matzah l'te'ovot v'achi yis b'gmur Rav Sheish. Rav Sheish was m'sana. That's how we started off the shir. Why was Rav Sheish m'sana? He was an istanis. Kol mal yom in the pesuk mishum istanis hava. So that's also a chiddush, because but that's to improve to do the mitzvah. Okay, so let's see how this is brought in Shulchan Aruch now. Look in Shulchan Aruch on page 9. Tuf Ayin. Habachor is Masanim Ber Pesach. Bein Bechor Me'av, Bein Bechor Me'em. Yesh Misha Omer Shafilu in a cave of Bechor Masanim. Who's that? The Aguda. Hagav Ein Haminah Kain. Right? So, like my wife is the first born. So, but Ein Haminah Kain. Ein Haminah Kain. On the women, in other words, the women are totally absolved. No. So. Well, you know, how do I know that? No, let's look in the. In the Darkei Moshe, Tafayin Aleph. Well, no, we're not up to that yet. We didn't see that yet. Tafai, look at the Darkei Moshe. Yaakov ben Avigdor, page 8. You got it? Tafai and Aleph? That's how you know what Ramah means by looking at the Darkei Moshe. Shamrina b'medrash nitzola that Basia was nitzola b'schus Moshe. Mariel kosev d'lonogel shanakevus misanos. Avogav shagam behem haisa makha k'moshe lonogel shagol abayis misana. So you see b'feirish. So the lonogel came is referring to this idea that the women should fast as Lo Nagu King. Okay. Now let's see the next Sif in Shulchan Aruch, Beis, page 9, Beis. M'chal Ev Pesach for Shabbos. If Ev Pesach falls down on Shabbos, Yesh Omim Shemis Anim Habachoros. So two opinions, whether they should fast on Thursday, which is our minhag, or they shouldn't fast at all. Hagah, aval yesh linhag asfar rishona, that fast on Thursday. Then the Ramah says v'nogim k'sha'av b'chor. So look what he says. Ha'eim misana tachas b'no ha'bechor k'shadayin katum. As the Ramah quotes that the minhag is for the mother to fast. שעדיין קטן. אם אין האב בחור, הוא מסן הבד בנו עד שיגדל. So, which is not what we saw in the Maril, right? What do we see in the Maril? That the father always does it. Either the father does it alone, or it's included in his fasting anyway. But here, Ramos says, no, the minig is for the mother to do it. V'im ein ha'av b'chor, but if the av is not a b'chor, then he should do it. In other words, the only time he doesn't like it is if the father is a b'chor anyway. He doesn't like this idea that it should count for both. If the father is a b'chor anyway, so then the mother should fit. But if he's not, then the father should do it. So the Ramah Shita is that if the father is not a b'chor, then he should be doing it for his son. But if he's a b'chor anyway, then the mother should be doing it. Which is not what we saw in the Maril. The Maril said the father always does it. Right? That's what we saw in the Maril. Now, what did the Darke Moshe say? Look at the Darkei Moshe base. Back to page 8. Maril Kosov, Kedivei Maril Kosov Hakolbo Yesh Nogim Luftos Bchor Zverpeda Kosov Maril. Second line in the left column. Nishal Marash Al Echad Shaya Bchor Ubeno Bchor Im Ishto Tzricho Lisanos Bishvil Haben. So he said. No, v'amar she'ein etzricha. Aval aminuk sha'av o ha'ein misanim b'shvil b'nei mektanim. So he's saying that the minig is that the mother should fast if the father's a b'chor anyway. See, the Maril is not mashma that way. Right? That's why he says in the bottom, I am Maril, Dominic Zadavkuk She'ena Av Bechor. Av Shu Bechor, he can. But the Ramah didn't paskin that way. The Ramah paskin that if he's not a Bechor, then he does it. If he's a b'chor, then he shouldn't do for both. Then she should do it. But the pashas in the Maril is that he should always do it. He should always be the one. Oh, okay. Back to Shulchan Aruch. Now, let's just see. Moreno Rabbeinu Ben Goldstein was a little perturbed by this idea, right? Of the Maril, correct? So what about the Vilna Gaon, on page 10? What about Kurt? Sifkat Zayin. Nogim Shemisa Tabachoras Ba'avon Avim V'imam. But Misa B'choris is an Avim V'imam. Shomer Neinoki Horeg. The Maki B'tzorayim B'vim P'pidya V'yarog. Favagav She'en Isha M'tzuvah Torah Patrosuk She'en She'pad L'bas M'pidya. If you hachi Yesha Omrim D'misana. Who is the parent is responsible for the child. So therefore, if the child is saved, it's because of the parent. And Chas V'sholom. So therefore, the father should fast. So that's a minhag. Now, But the Ramah paskin that the mother should fast if the father's a bechor, and then the Magen Avraham on page 11, Sifkat Bey, Zayim Masana, Mata Moshe Kosev Dein Shrichon Masanos. Then Kosev Mariel B'Shem Marash. Lokim Tsar, Yesh Lahokyel. It's been Lokim Tsar for the women to fast, Yesh Lahokyel. The kosher came to Muboros Umanikos. If she's pregnant or nursing, then of course she doesn't have to fast. The Moreno Rabbeinu Yosef Newman pointed this out. That this is a precedent that the father gives, is not mechuyev to give machtis a shekel for his son, but if he does, if he starts giving it, so then he always should continue giving it. Until, I guess, he gives it on his own. So the same thing over here. It's like a neder. So the father starts to do it. He should continue doing it. Passages is only if the it's not like kaparis where you do it for the everything is brought down the limit for the woman is pregnant. The wife is pregnant on Pesach, so I don't think he has to fast for the pregnant woman, even if he knows that it's going to be a boy. I don't know if that I haven't seen. That you have to look at one of these books that quotes every little minutia, you know, like Rav Tzvi Cohen's books. It quotes like every little hechitimsa type of thing. But I haven't seen that in the postgame, so it's asked for the Uber. Could be because then they didn't know what the Uber is. Today we can know what an Uber is. Yeah.
According to the Gros, you should have to pass until the son is 13.
Yeah. If what? You mean if he's 10? When does the father stop?
Right.
You say according to the Gra, it's because Baruch Shapatarani Meirachol Sholzeh, it's only when he's 13. But maybe according to the others, once he himself is fasting, then it's nothing to do with Baruch Shapatarani. Okay, enough and on. Let's see the Magen Avraham now, page 9. This is sometimes the Magen Avraham has pre Sifkat Na'alef. Usually the Magen Avraham starts the Siman with Sifkat Na'alef. But every once in a while he has a comment or two to make before Sifkat Na'alef. So here he has pre Sifkat Na'alef. Nearly, the Abba'ach and the Falim Tzorech Lusanos. That if there were miscarriages before, and Tzorech Lusanos. If it's somebody who was born after Nephilim, so that's considered Bechor L'Nachla for this thing, that's considered a Chiv.
Where else is that not?
Yeah, look at the Machtis HaShekel. K'moshe Kozum Chosh HaMishpat. Habach HaNafal Lafa Bisha Yotza Rosh HaDefuk Shul Chai V'chein Ben Pesh Shai Yotza Rosh HaMais Habach HaBachor L'Nachla. We see that Habach HaNafalim is considered a Bachor to get Pish 9.
Is there a Bachor for Pinyan
Avang?
No.
So this comes up. Right, this comes up. Baruch Ha'ad Fallen. Right, it can come up that. No, the Fallen. No, then everyone splits it equally. There's no pishnayim. But here, the Baruch and the Nephilim, there's still a pishnayim on the one who comes out after the Nephilim. There were miscarriages. Miscarriage after miscarriage after miscarriage. Now, Baruch Hashem is a viable child. So there's not going to be a pinyan ben for him. So people might think, oh, there's no pinyan ben, he's not really a Bechor. So that's why you got to know this Magen Avraham, but he's a Bechor the Nachala. And therefore, he is a Bechor for this tiny Bechorus. If you have 10 Bechorim in Shul, then the Shlif Tzibur should say Anenu in Shomei Tefillah.
Is this
100 people, but there are 10 Bechorim there. That's what it says in the Knesset Gedolah. But the Magen Avraham disagrees. They lean near the Ein Nochon Lasas King. It's not proper. Tavi Ketainis Tzibur. Because that you make it like a tiny tzibur, and this is not a tiny tzibur. Whereas even if you got 1,000 bechor, even if we decide to have a gathering of all bechorim should come to a certain place, you got 1,000 of them together, still not a tzibur, because tzibur means all of Klal Yisrael. Here it's just the bechorim, so the bechorim don't make a tiny tzibur, and you only say aneinu shemei tefilah is tiny tzibur. All the Shabbos simin reishchav. Because of all the Shabbos for him, Arash Alevi. Not necessarily. But the Magen Avraham doesn't like it anyway. I mean, you're asking according to the Knesset Hagdolah.
Yeah.
Now look on page 9 in the Magen Avraham. Because of all the Shabbos for him, Arash Alevi. Yicholim abuchorim lechol al sudas mila. If there's a bris,
then the Bechorim can eat. Doesn't say it's seen. It says a bris.
So you'll say, what's the difference?
Where's the marker for that thing?
It won't. Ola Shabbos. You don't have an Ola Shabbos in your house. That's the problem.
Or a Mahara Shabbos.
Right. That's the problem.
Mano, even if only this is Mano or Shalom is Mano?
Huh? Oh, we'll see. Now, let's see. Now, let me show you something. You ready for this? There's a couple of pages here about Sudas. I want to show you something from the Tshuva Me'aba. The Baal Tshuva Me'aba, quoted in the back of the Note of Yehuda, page 17 in the packet. Please look at page 17 in the packet. The Baal Tshuva Me'aba. I'm very excited. Good happens, huh? Good that good happens. Do you see how gold Baal Tshuva Me'aba, the Chelis Beis? There's a custom shape we're going to run. We call him the Karm Lepo, or Suda's Milo. Possible Zed Nira, Lami is Daisy, Dafka Milo. Shizmana Kavua. In other words, Milo comes out when it's our day. So that's it, it's a real thing. He came out with their face.
It's not proper.
A bris milo. Okay.
Let's And then it gets further. Dachirna. You see this word, dachirna, yeah? What does dachirna mean? I remember. Kahavina talia. You know that expression? Kahavina talia? You gotta know this expression, everybody. Because one day you'll be saying, what does kahavina talia mean? I remember when I was a youthful person. When I was a young guy. Kahavina talia. When I was a young whippersnapper. V'sha'alti es rabosai. Rabbeinu HaGodol Mori Segel. Landau. But that was the Noda Biuda, right? Yechezkel Landau. V'agon umfursam Moreinu Fishlis. Im she'ucha lasu siyem esekta be'er Pesach. Ki b'chor adi. He says, I remember, many years ago, I asked my Rebbe, the Noda Biuda. He says, I'm a b'chor, and I want to make a scene. Not even to go to a scene, I'll make the scene. I mean, the truth of my Abba, I guess he knew how to learn when he was a kid, too. He was a b'chor acharneto. Umichu b'yami! And they said, no! For the Amru b'tayma, and they put up signs. She says, Misha osa suga siyam be'er pesach b'shvil ha'b'chorim hu shalo al pi horas chachami. Mishtuma me'avo!
Something else. We're not going to be finished today. Don't think, you know. But I just want to show you, before you leave here, an unbelievable tshuva from the Noda Biuda. Unbelievable tshuva. Well, the tshuva me'ava. A bris milah, but not the seed. Especially not a. And he even said his own seed now. Look at the Noda Biuda. Look at the Shaila on page 21. Moreno, 21. Page 21 in the Noda Biuda. Noda Biuda is a good man, right? Milo shalom b'smanu. You're Roshayim l'chos. Look, mechtavo kibalti. I got your letter. Esmo b'alayim. Whatever that is. Asla darko hashkeim b'bokir. Chenhin meishim b'chsar. What was the shayim? Al das tinok shaloni bol b'smanu b'yom shvi. Machlos chol. He had his kid. He was born, say, Purim time. Purim time. A little after Purim, whatever. And he was sick. So they couldn't have the milo b'shmin. And now he's better. And he's ready to have the meal. The Avi wrote to La'akev Lomul at Yehia Erev Pesach. The Hatzasas HaBachorim. So they said, oh, you have a son that's doing meal. It's already, say, Gimel Nisa. And he's ready to have the meal. So the Bachorim were all ganging up on the father. Says, you pushed it off already, you know, so it's not a little bit more. You know, this way we won't have to fix. They didn't even think about making a scene. That was like, either they didn't know how to make a scene, or they felt that it wasn't right. But everyone knows that a bris milah can do the trick. So we got to exploit this situation as much as we can. So if already you didn't do it on time, so let's be asked call up a chorim lechol be'er pesach soon as bris milah. So that was the shayla. So the Noda Biuda said, yada b'gavur zev ma'aseh meguna ba'ot. It's a very bad thing to do that. L'hashos ha-mitzvah. Ba'fil b'yom ha-milah asmo. Kol yom kosher. V'yom ha-mitzvah.
He says, to push off a milah, so you b'chorim won't have to fast? What kind of business is that? He says, even on the eighth day itself, you're supposed to do it in the morning, not supposed to push it off to the afternoon. So in other words, the Nozbi Yehuda was a rabbi's rabbi. So he always got the shilas of the rabbi who were asking, did I do right? So the rabbi said, you know, I didn't have to do this. So the Nozbi Yehuda said, Yosef Sarta! My will be my shalom is man about Pesach. After following me, Lulu. In other words, even though it wasn't eight, in other words, they didn't have a holiday if it would have been on the eighth day that they would push it off. But anyway, it's not on the eighth day, so what's the difference between the 15th day and the 25th day? That was their act. But the Nozbi Yehuda said, hey, it's these bad Bechorim. These Bechorim to Lo Mali that are not good guys. They're not these leaks of his hand, Pam, Akeres, Shemi Isha. He said that maybe we should not even allow Bris Milas. Meaning, we shouldn't let them eat even at a Bris Mila be Yom Shemini, maybe, because then they might think that they could do this. Maybe we should make it Zer. So, may take you last year, like a few last years, be the smoke is not normal there. Shabbos, she's not good. Yogul and they kill Shabbos. In other words, maybe we shouldn't allow Bris Milas on Erev Shabbos to come to Erev Shabbos. Actually, you're a Shloya Efter Lamulo Yom Hei. Good. So he says, if we have to have a Yom Hei, Erev Shabbos also. But oh, he writes on the fifth line, Mi Yitir L'Bchor M'lech on B'Sudas Milas, Shalom is Mana. Who says Sudas of Bris Milas, Shalom is Mana even helps? Because you saw that Moghe Abram, I didn't read that last line from Moghe Abram. Moghe Abram said even by Bris Mila is Noghe Mahakir. So Kal Mechomer are Bris Mila Shenizchem. He says, first of all, it's a terrible thing to push off a Mila for this. But even if you push it off, maybe it doesn't even help. Because a Mila itself is not so partial. Moghe Abram says she's Mahakir. And a mila shalom bezmana is even less, right? Maybe it's not a mila shmelana. Goreichem shalom and the chasim. What do you? Eshav lahashos mila bechinam. There's a chasav that over on the reason my team is going to be chasim from Yomos. Chen Yizayir shall take it to both Shuvasi Zuli Yado Lomo Latino Kalishim Dikakal. He says, you better make sure that the Bris Mila takes place right away. Well, Maseches Sof. Right. Well, we're saying that. Right. But
it's not a real huge
job.
It's a minute.
There's
so much
people
on
it. That's right. Minute. Minute. What does your baby say? Osios in heaven. Right? The Shekhar always goes from Vedic Tan. Minute. Osios in heaven. You know, the Mariel quotes that someone tried to change the tunes on Yom Kippur. And he lost the child as a result of that. So you don't just play around with minhagim, the taz, whatever, the maril. Minhag is not something you just play around with. Don't play around with minhagim.
It's
a minhag that's on the books.
What the Nozbi Yehuda is saying about Mila Shalom Bizman, is that low plug, or if
Erev Pesach is the first possible time that
also not. In other words, he's not sure. He's saying, first of all, to do it, to postpone it more is a terrible thing.
Right.
And even if you did it, who says that it works? Because maybe, first of all, Mila itself is, that's the Magen Avraham quotes, and Mila itself, when it's Bizmana, the Magen Avraham says Yesh Lahachmir. So Kal V'Chomer when it's not Bizmana. So, you know, there's a lot of steps here. Now, truth be said, and this we're going to we'll do tomorrow, which we're not going to have time to finish it all today, but the concept of, there was this idea of Suda's Mitzvah, where does it come from? And this we'll see in the halachas of 9 days. What the camp, Minhag Camp. In a camp that they have the Siyam during the 9 days. Is that a good thing or not? Because, let's take a look at the Aruch HaShulchan on page 23. The Aruch HaShulchan says, Al Brismila Opidyan Aben Yachol HaBachor Lechol. He permits. Bris Milo Pidyan Men, V'yesh Mishakos of Dakim Hashayochim Lemitzvah, Gon Bal Bris Susan de Gemoel, Kayotzibem. So, first of all, maybe even Bris Milo, it's only the Moyel and the Sandak and the Father. V'yesh Mishakomer Damekel Cholod of Besudas Mitzvah Lohipsin. And some say anyone who's at the Sudas Mitzvah. Om Nata Zakama Dorosh, Makilim Legamre, Betainis Bechorim. It says, there's many generations that we're just. Make a lagamre, haynu b'siya mesechta. Lo levar halomed, ela habachorim hametzkabtsim soviv hamesayim, umesayimim imo. For ochlim, there's pashtos and b'chol hamedinos. Ve'enu yodeh me'ayin lehem lehokyo kol kach. He says that he doesn't know where this comes from. In other words, first of all, we said, a bris milah itself is not pashut. And the siyim, for sure, the tshuva me'ava is not pashut. And even if you want to be makel in those things, but now to just say that everyone stomps, every Tom, Dick, and Harry walks in from the street, doesn't know this guy from Adam, is all of a sudden part of the party. Unless you say the chalishus hador, we have a shvach hador, it's a chalishus hador. He says, you know, it's hard to eat mara in an empty stomach. And like you said, since it's not in the Gemara, and in Yushalmi he rejects it, it's not such a good thing what people are doing. But since, anyway, it's not in the Gemara. And you shall be rejected. So it's only in the second sofrim. So the chachamim said, you know, shracha door. We're not going to say anything. But you should look in the Maril. Take a look. There's another Maril that we didn't see yet together. This is about the 9 days. Page 19. See? Joseph Newman, Joseph Caron. Ufi Zesh Ein Choba. In other words, this idea, we're talking about the 9 days. Not eating meat during the 9 days. Not drinking wine. In Ira Milo, Pidin Haben, of Siyam Sechta. The only people who are related, inami reyes or friends. Whereas if you're only just going there because you want to eat, you're not friendly with him anyway. You're not related to him anyway. You have no connection. You're just going there for the
pressing, you're just a presser, then he says that mitzvah bo bavera. And this is quoted in the Magen Avraham. No? You know this Magen Avraham? Where's the Magen Avraham? Page 20, right? Look in the second arrow on the right side. Is that Moshe Maria? With that, the whole thing you should korba, we should raise. I'm a whole of this, a day will be on. Good part of the Moshe the coach, a fisher bond, all came in the suits, and they all came to use the water from maybe can't everyone that is, yeah. Everyone, the camp is one big stretch of suspension. Like Rabbi Gullah, I think, says, you know, it's a silent for available to grace. The camp is one big symptom for race. Okay. So, after I close up, we're almost finished with the packet. The part that we didn't do yet is the concept of Suda's mitzvah. That I put in a whole couple of pages. So basically, we saw the Mokar of the Sefer Sofrim, we saw the Yerushalmi has it but then rejects it. We saw the concept of, you know, the father for the son or the mother for the son. We saw the concept of Mila and Mila Shalom Bismana and Siyam by the Tshuva Me'ava. And I'd like to maybe tomorrow just take a look together at the famous piece of the Yom Shel Shlomo about the Kama. So, because everyone should know, it happens to be that a lot of big famous Yom Shel Shlomos are about the Kama. So I think you should all realize that. But look, bottom line is the minute is to be made. So I'm not going to tell you, you know, but it's not. You know, someone's bechor or a son bechor wants to do it. You know, I don't think it's crazy. Yeah. I don't know, I didn't decide yet. What do you think? I don't know, you have to think about it, though. Yeah.
Well, you could say that even from the original Gemara, the reason why even the Rishon is that is
that
you're not eating
before
from the
sun. No, because he felt that he's going to eat, that's going to share the mass.
I think we can't say that, maybe that's
a separate thing. But yeah, but you don't have to fast the whole day. You can eat a nice amount during the day, and believe me, by the time Motzi Matzah comes around, you'll have worked up a nice appetite, even though you ate some nice breakfast, ate some good macaroons there.
And I think it's not
the same. We should probably share on what broccoli you make on a macaroon. I saw some of that old piece, but it's important enough. You know, what broccoli you make on a macaroon. There's certain things that you don't see the whole year round, the surface of the pasta, like marmalade, you know, the fruit, what they call the fruit slices. You don't see them the whole year round, but all of a sudden, they surface for, it used to be marshmallows was a big pasta thing also, until they found out that the angelic, then the Rabbi Shimon Eider, he went and, you know, manufactured kosher, I mean, it could be gelatin, it depends, but he did it. He manufactured gelatin from kosher animals. That's the way of making carnosine, I think.
start writing himself a comic book. More people wanted to get more of a parnassa and kosher gel than this.
They write it on the box, they write what's wrong.
Right.
Yeah.
Maybe we did Shara,
that
Shokas goes like that Rosh Hashanah. Now we. With the Tereshtel Chatzos. Yeah, I guess there's an Indian. That could be. But if you look at the Indian, you know, whatever. I mean, look, you can't fault anyone who does it. I mean, there are Chatzos on the right, he said. He's talking about the 9 days, but of course the same thing. You're just doing it to eat. He was talking about maybe the 9 days, not necessarily, but it's a similar thing. But the same, right? So there are a lot of, but you know, bottom line, the
Dodi to be who the rights,
and the Aruch HaShulchan says that people. The Rabbanim or Mocha. So if a person feels that he's up to it, so that's the thing. If you can have wine and an empty stomach,
it's
over. Right, so maybe you should have grape juice. Right. What do you mean you fasted?
Fasted, and then I hit the
year before.
Yeah, so far.
You actually fasted. You're one of the few people probably around that ever fasted.
people fly all the time.
Okay,
so we're